dedication services of children in the Scriptures are quite important. Much is written about them in the Old Covenant, and much is written in the New. New Covenant teaches us to always train our children. New Covenant teaches us to discipline our children. And in Luke chapter 2, a very familiar passage to this church, is a dedication service that was done for Jesus Christ. And we'll begin at verse 1, 21. And let's pray. Father, we come now, Lord, to bring a child to You, to do a part of the covenant relationship. Lord, as they would even bring Your Son, Jesus, and present Him to You today, we want to do that, Lord, for Christian Joseph. And if it was important for him, then it's important for Christian Joseph. So, Father, we ask Your anointing. And, Father, we release the powers in the heavenly. For, Lord, though we can't see all that's happening in the realm of the Spirit, Lord, we know that great and mighty things are taking place. For it was after this was done for You that the Bible decrees that You grew in grace and knowledge, and You had favor with God, and You had favor with men. So, Lord, today we ask Your blessings upon us. Let these things be said in ministry with an anointing. In Jesus' name we pray, and the church says, amen. It's a wonderful thing to get to do what I do. It's just absolutely marvelous. I thank God daily for the blessings on my life and what He has chosen me and allows me to do. I don't think that things happen by coincidence. I don't believe in accidents in the kingdom. I don't believe that Jesus, let me say this again, I don't believe that Mary became pregnant out of wedlock by accident. I believe God opens and closes the womb. And I believe He's in absolute and total control because He's God. That's why they call Him God. And so here in Luke chapter 2, we're going to read about the dedication service of Jesus and what happened. And then we're going to allow the Holy Spirit to emulate that for us, because I see such similar circumstances here. I do want to tell you this before it escapes me. I've got it written here. Corey's had a tough year. But even with all of that, Corey graduated last week, 8th in her class in 1995. Amen. Amen. Luke chapter 2, verse 21. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. You know how I feel about names? I know we think we name them, but I've seen mothers have a name all picked out, but after the child is born, change the name. Names are of God. Names are given from Him, and it greatly depicts the individual. It says something about the person. I believe the Holy Spirit ministers and helps the mama and the daddy pick out the name. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him, Jesus, to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. It's important enough to bring Jesus and present him to the Lord. It's important enough to bring Joseph. It's important enough to bring our children and present them to the Lord. Understand what the Scriptures are saying here. He was circumcised. He began his covenant relationship with Father God 8 days after his birth. Mother and the father are responsible to begin and instigate the relationship that a child has with God. They began this the 8th day. It was a covenantal sign that was put upon the child. He would carry it the rest of his life. He was marked. He was God's. And the mother and the father were responsible to make sure that took place and that happened, just as it's responsible for you parents to take care of your children and to bring them into a covenantal relationship with Jesus Christ, to begin that, to instigate that. And then after the days of her purification, after a time, they brought a dove, they brought a turtle dove as a sacrifice. The first sacrifice concerning Jesus is a turtle dove. The last sacrifice concerning Jesus is his very life. He grew from the turtle dove, goat, oxen, to where he could give his whole life. Man of faith, totally of faith. And so we see this progression in the things of the Scripture, how the parents brought him. And now it's time to bring him to Jerusalem, to present him to the Lord. To present him to the Lord. It's a very special day. It's no accident. It's all designed in heaven. And something very spiritual took place here. Something very spiritual takes place when we bring our children to the presence of God. We can't see it. We can't feel it because we're so sense-oriented. We're so flesh-oriented. But something's happening in the realm of the Spirit right now, right today, right this minute, in the life of this baby. You need to understand that. It happened when you dedicated your children. And there's something going on in the realm of the Spirit you can't see, I can't see with our natural eyes, but you can see and you know something's happening in the realm of the Spirit. In your spirit, you know this. When we bring our children to God, something's going to happen. And so they brought the baby. Now, they presented him to the Lord. Now, again, remember that when Jesus was conceived, Joseph and Mary, we're not yet married. God's ways are not our ways, are they? His thoughts aren't our thoughts. If you and I were to bring forth the Christ into the earth, if we had to plan it, we would bring him forth in a very wealthy, well-to-do, well-cared-for family. He wouldn't be born in a manger. And he wouldn't be born in a situation out of wedlock. But God opens and God closes the wombs. Amen? Book of Genesis consistently and all the time talks about that. He's all the time speaking about how he does that. With Leah, he talks about Leah, how Leah, Jacob was not taking care of Leah, his wife, as he should be. But he opened her womb and he shut up Rachel's. You go on in the Scriptures, you find that he also can close a womb. In the book of Samuel with Hannah, he closed the womb. It says, for the Lord hath shut up her womb. God is in control. Amen? It was in God's planning and God's timing, and we wouldn't do it this way, and you wouldn't do it this way, and none of us would do it, but God did it this way. Because God has a divine purpose. God has a divine plan. And he wanted Hannah to bring forth a Samuel. If it was easy for Hannah to have conceived, if it was easy for her to bring forth fruit out of her womb, if it was easy for her to bring forth babies, then he would have never gotten Samuel. He would have never got that man of the priesthood. Samuel wasn't even a Levite. But because of the way God does things, he got him a man. God knows the beginning and the ending. And what we've got to do is stop questioning God and doubting God and learn how to trust God. Right? We've got to learn how to trust Him. And say, well, Lord, You're in charge here and You're in control. I don't understand it. I don't understand all I know, but I do know that You're God. And I totally and absolutely trust You. And I believe Your ways are best. Your ways are just best. So Jesus came forth, He was born, and he wasn't, it may not have happened exactly like we would have planned it, and we would have done it, but it's the way God did it, and there was never a man like Jesus. Never. Never a man like Jesus. Never. I totally and absolutely, you'll never convince me of accidental births. It's not how the child was conceived, it's how the child is raised. Hello? God opens and closes the womb. We have a lot to do with the rearing, the training. Train up the child in the way he should go when he's old. He won't depart from it. Is that right? Amen. So, this is what the Lord has showed me. I always pray, I always seek God about baby death. I think it's something in the realm of the Spirit that needs to be broken, something that needs to be released, something that needs to be opened up. And so when I enter these things, I see something happening. So I want to read this now in Luke chapter 2, verse 24 through 40. And I want you to see what happens in a dedication service. And I want you to open your mind up. And we prayed the prayer of depollution a while ago. And so let's see what's really supposed to happen today as we begin to minister here, as we begin to bring this child unto the Lord. Beginning at verse 24. And they also come to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord. In other words, they wanted to do it just the way the Lord wanted to do it. And they sealed this dedication service. They brought a pair of turtle doves, or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And he was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit, into the temple, and when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Verse 34. And Simeon blessed them. That them then is the parents. And said unto Mary, his mother, behold this child. And he gave her a word. Verse 36. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity, and she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. I don't believe that this verse 40 is just an accident, no more than I believe any of the others are. I believe that he waxed strong and grew in the spirit, and the grace of God was upon him because of what happened here in these verses. What happened at the dedication? It played a part. What happens right now is going to play a part in his life. Jesus came back to Jerusalem, to the hometown in Galilee, and then he was reared, and he became strong in God because of what was taking place in his life. So what we're doing now is no mundane thing. What we're doing now, something's happening in the realm of the Spirit. This is a part of the covenantal relationship. This is a part of bringing this child into a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's a part of the covenant. It's a part of the understanding. There's something happening right now that's going to be a part of his growing strong in the Lord and having the grace of God upon him and finding favor with God and men. Amen? Now understand what's happening here. They bring the child. They do what they're supposed to do. They're doing what they're supposed to do as parents to bring this child into a covenant relationship. That's all I really want to say this morning, is what you parents and I need to understand and teach our children to do is when they have children to bring their children into covenant relationships. And we need to train up the child. We need to train them in disciplining of the Lord and being faithful to the things of God and giving into the house of God and giving into the kingdom of God and training themselves and disciplining themselves in righteousness and holiness. We need to do that. It's our responsibility to do that. And so they brought it the way the law of Moses is said. The way God said to do it, they were after it. They were going for it. And as they come into the temple, here the Holy Ghost has ministered to people already to come and minister a prophetic word over this child. And I have to believe that if we're really a New Testament church, that if we're really a people of God, that some of us are going to have a word to minister over this child. Hello? Amen? And as we come up here in a little while, there's going to be a Simeon, there's going to be an Anna. There may be several Simeons, there may be several Annas. We're going to minister. the way the Scriptures teach us to. Amen? And see, the pollution in our mind says, oh, that was then. No, that's right now. He gave apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers until He comes again. And so what we want to do is we want to move into this, and we just want to bless this baby. You need to understand that there is something happening in the realm of the Spirit. We need to understand that we're playing a vital part right now in this child's relationship. And at this point in time, in this moment, in this crease in time, something's happening. You can't see in the natural, but you know it's happening in the Spirit. So that He can come to the verse that says that He grew in the grace of God. And He grew in stature. And He grew. And He's finding favor with God and man. Amen? Amen. So we want to bring the parents up now. And all those that want to come and stand in the family, friends, father, mother, or whoever, want you to come. And we just want to bless the baby now. And we want to pray for him. And then, as they're coming, I want to tell you about his name. Names are not coincidental. Names are of God. His name is Christian Joseph. Christian means to be a follower of Christ. As you trace it down into its root words in the Greek, you find out that it means the anointed, the Christos, the Christ, the anointed one. The anointing means to rub or to smear on. But as you trace it down into its very root, into its depths of what the word really means, you find out it means to supply what is needed. How many knows that if I'm anointed, I'll say I'll supply what you need? If I'm anointed, I'll be able to help you get your healing. I'll be able to be anointed to do what you need. So we believe that this young child, we're going to believe together. We're going to believe together that he's going to be a supply in the kingdom of God of what's needed to people. Amen? We're going to believe that. We're going to believe that he's anointed of God. He's a Christian. He's not only a follower of Christ, but he's going to supply to the body of Christ that which is needed. Joseph. Christian Joseph. Joseph was born from Rachel after God allowed her to conceive. It was her first baby. What the word means is God will add to me. God will add to me. Joseph became, you know the story of Joseph, one of the most prosperous men in all the world. Prosperity, he couldn't go anywhere and not prosper. He prospered in a pit. He did, didn't he? Think about it. Man could not touch nothing. It didn't turn to gold. God will add to me. What his name means. God will add to me. I believe that we have an anointed, wealthy individual in the realm of the Spirit we're about to pray for and minister to. A young man of God who's going to come up understanding a lot of things, have an anointed life, a Christian, one that God's adding to, a blessing in the kingdom of God. Joseph prospered and became a man of God in the wealthiest, in the largest nation of the whole world. Most powerful nation. Became a very powerful man. And I believe names mean something. I just don't believe it just happened. I believe the Spirit of God ministers to us. Christian Joseph. Let's pray for him. Let's minister to him. I'm going to lift him. I'm going to bless his life. And then if the Lord has spoken to you a word, I know Judy's got something. She's ready to go. And I want the elders to be coming. And if you are ministered to, if the Lord has spoken a word to you, we want to get it. We want to minister to him. Amen. Can I hold him?
Yes.
Say please. Amen. Amen. Father God, as Jesus was lifted to you, as he was taken by the man of God and lifted to you, Father, I take this baby and I lift him to you. Father, I want to fulfill my part of the plan for this baby. Father, I want to fulfill my part and do what, Lord, what you want done for me.